Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's episode 362 of The Backwash.
Time to put on the sexy voice and lure a scammer into my sex dungeon. And then ruin your appetite by talking about fishy poop.
It's The Backwash.
The transmission has terminated.
Now, it's time for an exclusive after-show podcast. The DSC presents The Backwash Podcast.
This could be fun. Let's see what they say. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, howdy, ma'am. My name is Dylan. I am calling from the Home Advisor. I wasn't sure if you guys are accepting bids for repairs this year.
Oh, for our home?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we are actually looking for some.
What were you guys looking to do? Is it inside or outside?
Oh, we need everything. What do you guys offer?
Well, we're actually B1 Generals, so we can do anything from the foundation to the roof, you know, front, back, side to side, you know, fencing, decks, countertops, kitchen, bathroom.
Do you guys do anything? Do you guys do anything for, like, I don't know what you call it. My husband and I call it, like, a sex dungeon, but do you guys do anything where, like, reinforcing sex swings up in the roof if I need studs for that, or, like, I always thought it'd be fun to put a stripper pole in, but I don't know if I have enough support for that.
Yeah, no, we do full roofing, anything from, you know, asphalt shingles, clay, concrete tile, anything that needs reinforcement, we take care of, you know, it has to be safe, so.
Yeah,
you know,
what kind of reinforcement does a sex swing need, you think?
I'm not sure, but I can have a professional definitely tell you that.
What kind of professional?
I have a roofer come out, especially, like, if it's just a roof, I have a roofer come out.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like the inside. And I have a policy when you come in my house. No, but, like, and when you come in my house, no shoes, no shirt, no pants, you know. Especially for the sex dungeon.
It's your house, so, you know, very respectful people.
Oh.
Just trying to earn your business, try to impress you. We'll give you some discounts and incentives. We'll give you plenty of space and time to make your decision.
I love being impressed.
No obligation.
You're just singing my language. Uh-huh. You're singing my love language right now.
We have to impress people in this business.
Okay, cool.
So, if you're giving me a shot at the job, I can have somebody come out and give you an estimate on pretty much anything. You just lead us in the right direction.
Well, you sound fun. Are you able to come out and give me an in-person
scope? I wish I could. I would love to. I would love to get out of the office. I promise you.
No, I don't know that they could be as fun as you. But, how do I send you guys my info?
Just tell me where I'm going, and I'll dispatch somebody out to you. But let me ask you this real quick. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
This is just for the roof, or is there anything else inside, or, you know, in the backyard or anything?
Trust me. I am sure I can find plenty of work for you guys.
She got work. Okay, I'll just go ahead and put a roof, because that's the main thing you talked about. And if there's anything that you know, want to lead us to, we'll bring you some samples of that, of course.
Yeah, and that'll be our safe word, roof. That'll be our safe word.
Roof. That's good with me. So are you still, actually, I don't even know where you're at. Where are you at?
Oh, I thought you were calling me because you knew that I had a home and where I was at.
I don't have the address. I just got the number.
Oh.
Sorry. Could be human error. I'm at the mercy of the computer like most people.
Oh, okay. We'll pull up Google Maps. Do you want to pull up Google Maps and I'll give you my address?
Address. I'm typing it right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
1235. Buck Lane, USA. Goodbye. I had him going for a while.
Yeah, you did. Wow, that was
for a while the entire time.
That fucking guy had his pants down. He was rubbing one out. He probably finished three times by now. I finished once. I gotta tell you.
You're pretty good.
No. Oh, my God.
Although I felt a little bit like I was being cuckolded there by him and you. So that's, you know.
He didn't doubt it. Not one fucking time. God, moron.
When I walked in and Emily was shushing me, I thought you were, like, recording the spot. And then I put my headphones on. I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
Wow, very nicely done.
Well, improv on the spot. She got a call while we were waiting, and she decided to roll with it. Oh, well done, Sarah.
Let's see. Thank you.
Oh, wow. I am grateful and entertained.
And now, do I have to tell that fucker, who's probably was not his real name, that I was recording him? No.
No.
I don't think so.
And he called you. I don't know.
He's a scammer.
I'm not a lawyer.
I'm putting that in. He can find me at Fucktown USA if he's got an issue.
I was like, did she pull up the address of a police department? Like, I was really curious what address you were going to give him.
I know. I was waiting for that. I was like,
FBI.
Well, I've heard a lot of scammers get scammed, but none that good. Nicely done.
Usually I always go gross. Usually I always have like a diarrhea attack or I'm bleeding like a, you know, like a racehorse and I can't find a tampon big enough and I need their help. Or one time they called me and asked for Richard and I was like, he's dead. He's died. What am I supposed to do? And they're like, well, he shouldn't have gone that dead in your name or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. And then sometimes I'm like, well, you know, lose my shit. Like, I don't have fucking time for this. What do you want?
My grandma freaks out about these scammers. It's all the time we're getting a call from her and I'm having to like promise her like one of us isn't in jail. You don't need to pay all our bail money. And she
now, what happens when you do wind up in jail and she just, oh, it's another scam?
Call grandma.
I want to call grandma. But she, I don't know how long ago this was, but she got, and I didn't, none of us in the family knew she did this. She got freaked out by a scam so much that she freezed her credit.
Oh my God.
Well, that's a good idea anyway.
And so she went to just go like purchase some solar for her home and they couldn't run her credit because her credit was frozen.
Did she forget that she had frozen it?
Probably.
So, grandma.
And so she's like, what? She's like, they can't run my credit. And it was, it took us so it was a process to unfreeze her credit. I was like, grandma, and it was funny because I was at her house helping her and I got a scam call and it did that thing where it does the beep before they start talking. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was trying to tell her. Grandma, they do that because they're at like a huge call center and that alerts them that somebody answered the phone. Like, there's so many ways. And when in doubt, like she says, I got one that says that my PayPal. I was like, you have PayPal, grandma? And she said, no. And I was like, well, then ignore it. And I was like, did you check your bank account? And she was like, yeah. I was like, was $450 removed? She said, no. And I was like, well, then you're fine. But yeah, she freaks out about the scammer calls and stuff like that. And thankfully now,
she's not even an old grandma. Like she's probably my mom's age. You know what I mean? Right? Because isn't your grandma young? And your mom, because your parents were so young when they had you. I thought she was young, so she's not like old lady grandma.
She's obsessed with being like up to date on all the tech. And I'm just like, God, we've made it a rule that no one is allowed to buy her anymore for presents for Christmas or her birthday any tech stuff. Unless they buy her like an hour of Geek Squad, because it always runs down to like me or Chafin has to go over there. And once you do one project for her, it's like, well, my printer's also not working. Well, I can't get this. Well, this. And we're just like, oh, and so it's like always just like a list of 100 things to do.
That's what Chip's dad does with his laptop. He used to open up every single email he got and click on every single link they sent. My brother-in-law was the one that got defaulted to what you and Chafin have to do, is go over there and clean his laptop that would freeze because he downloaded every single virus that was ever sent to him every single time. He was like, you are not allowed to open anything unless you know what it is.
So I'm guessing that at Anna's house, while the rest of you got Apple Watches, Grandma got a sundial. That was pretty funny.
It's not if you have to say that.
Wait a minute. Sarah, edit this back in. So, Anna, I guess while the rest of you got Apple Watches, Grandma got a sundial.
Oh, my God. You are so special.
Okay, pick up. So, Sarah, does your family still have the problem with the computer and the grandpa, or is he deceased, or is he still alive?
No, Chip's dad. He is our next-door neighbor.
So here's the solution that I had, which is this is actually a bit of practical information, and I'm truly trying to be helpful. My stepmom had the same issue with an old Windows machine where she got this pop-up, you need the antivirus. So she paid them, you know, installed it, right? And it's actually a virus, and then they charge you $100 to remove it. I got her a Linux machine, which operates very much like a Windows machine, but it's safe, and you can't click on a .exe file and all that stuff. And so she has had no problem with it for about 5 years, and it's basically freeware. And it works very well. It's fast. It runs perfectly on older machines. It's glorious. I would be happy to help you with it if you would like that. But if not, it's Linux.
You're not getting in her pants.
Or his, okay?
Or his.
Pop doesn't swing that way.
I don't bat from that side of the plate either.
He has an Apple laptop. And when you're talking about this thing you're calling a machine, I'm picturing like an old school. Like, are you talking about like an old school
computer? Like a desktop?
Desktop with a big old.
Well, it runs on anything. Linux will even probably run on a phone. But
you're calling it a machine.
Well, okay. A computer. The box, the hardware.
Is it like a little thing that just you clip into your computer? I don't understand.
Linux is a software, right?
Yeah, it's the operating system. So just like Windows instead of Windows or Mac OS
help
or whatever.
Help him get there, Anna.
Something you download, like you can download it onto any device. It's like, you know.
Right, but it allows you to operate that device. So it has a browser and it has an email client and it has a bunch of other stuff. So you can watch videos and all kinds of neat stuff.
Like back in the day when you had a CD for Windows and you had to put it on your computer so then you could run your computer.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember that.
You don't remember the AOL CDs they used to send you in the mail all the time?
No, I don't.
People would aggregate them and then string them together with fishing twine and put them in the trees to scare the birds away.
When you say people, you mean you?
No, I never did because
we actually have a neighbor that is hanging CDs around our complex right now because the ducks will crap on the sidewalks, but if she hangs CDs, it scares the ducks off because of the reflection and the shine. And so it's cut down on the duck poop, but we just have CDs hanging around the complex.
Have you ever heard of that before you saw your neighbor doing that?
Oh, no. We had to ask her, what's with the Christmas CD decorations in July or whenever it was that she first hung them up?
Oh my God, that is wild.
She's like, I cut down on the duck poop. I was like, well, I can't blame you because that stuff is nasty.
But yeah, they don't have really good hygiene and dietary issues. They're really, really. I mean, when my dog makes a nice solid extrusion, I look at that and I'm proud. Plus, you pick it up in a baggie and it's a nice little hand warmer on cold nights. Mm-hmm. But a duck, wow, that is just like a.
It's like a greenish brown. And Eric got nailed on the shoulder by one with a brand new, like, light gray t-shirt on.
Don't tell me someone's like, oh, it's good luck.
No.
When you get shit on, you're like, yeah,
I mean, he came in saying that. And I was like, that's what people say when bad things happen, just make themselves feel better. Yes. Rain on a wedding day, getting crapped on. You're just trying to make yourself feel better. There's nothing lucky about it.
Break a leg.
He was pretty upset. Yeah. And it was hard to get out.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Me and Clint got pooped on by birds. Yeah, got pooped on by a bird together.
Did Clint poop on you? Are you sure that? No, that was a bird. It was Clint.
No.
We know he has some issues.
Yeah.
he's done the...
really wants to talk about Clint pooping before you tell your story.
The rusty rain. They call it the rusty rain.
It was a bird who pooped on me and Clint.
Okay. Wow, okay. Generous to hit both of you.
It was a lot. It went over a huge span of space.
Did you want to run after him with a wad of toilet paper? You got a wipe!
It mostly got Clint. It only got me in the hair, which
is really bad.
It's bad, but Clint had to run. We were at Viejas Arena. Is that what they call this?
The one at San Diego State?
No.
Pechanga?
Yes.
The one down at Sports Arena?
Yes, yeah. Pechanga. Which casino was it? Pechanga. And so he had to run. I think there's like a big, there's something across the street. He had to get clothes because his clothes were, and it smelled so bad.
Oh my God.
And it got, we were doing a live broadcast before a concert. Oh. So it got on the stage and it hit me and Clint.
Oh.
And so Clint's running across the street and I'm going up to this front and I'm like, I work with KGB. Like, I need to get into your bathroom. There, like, and this lady was like, I can't let you in. And I literally was like, there's bird shit in my hair. Like, I have no interest in seeing this band right now. I was like, you can send someone in with me. You can have someone outside. I need to wash the bird poop out of my hair. And she had to like radio somebody. I was like, it's bird poop.
All those concert goers out in the parking lot standing there. I remember where I was when the shit hit the fans.
Sarah, you gotta stop laughing that time.
Stop it.
Oh, it's pity. Can't you tell?
I don't care.
Yeah, accepts it. He'll take loves any.
It wasn't pity. I was just trying to. Damn it.
But yeah, I literally doused my head under the sink and had to spend the rest of the broadcast with like dripping, soaking wet hair. Clint had to get like a whole new outfit from like Big Five. And of course, we heard it like 6 times from like listeners. That's good luck. That's good luck. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Because it still stunk because it was all over the carpeted stage we had.
What bird was it? Like a pelican?
Seagull.
It had to be a
something
seagull. But
huge?
It like hit. I don't. And or it was like because it was, you know how they fly in like a huge like flock.
Oh.
So I don't know if all of them decided.
Flock of seagulls. Yes, I've heard of them.
Let's all shit at once. And all of them just like bombed us at once. It was so much birch. I've never seen this much birch my life.
Oh my God.
And it smelled so.
Yeah,
it was
because
so
they
aggressive.
Eat fish. So it's fishy shit.
Can you relate?
Ew. I just know.
Why would you know? What kind of shit?
Because they eat birds. I mean, they eat fish.
So do you.
Do you?
No, it's good luck to have Sarah take a shit on you. That's what I'm deriving from this. That was a connection I made.
What is in her sex dungeon?
Oh, my God. Listening to the DSC Backwash Podcast. Uncut and uncensored. Exclusively online on 1015kgb.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.